For the past few months, Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay has been bringing you stories about one of the state's and the nation's biggest public health challenges, hepatitis C. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we revisit those stories in a documentary called At the Crossroads, The Rise of Hepatitis C and the Fight to Stop It. And Kristen joins me in the studio now. Kristen, welcome.
Hi, Chuck.
So what can we expect to hear tonight?
Well, Chuck, I know it's Sunday morning and, you know, listeners might be having their morning coffee and thinking like, oh, hepatitis C, that sounds a little bit grim. But stay with me here. It's not going to be all doom and gloom. I've woven together many of the stories I've been reporting for this series into one narrative, and this narrative definitely has some hope in it.
Well, Kristen, I've been wondering, what led you to dig into the hepatitis C crisis in the first place?
Well, a little over a year ago, I came across a fact that really struck me. The state gets all this funding for AIDS and HIV prevention and care, but there's this other blood-borne infectious disease, hepatitis C, which is becoming an even bigger problem. And we don't get anywhere near the funding for prevention and treatment for hep C. It's a really incredible disparity. All that funding for HIV and AIDS has helped decrease the number of new cases, and new medications have helped more people live longer with HIV. That's fantastic. But the opposite has been happening with hepatitis C. The number of new cases of hep C have shot up, and the number of deaths from hepatitis C now surpass deaths from HIV, and those deaths are rising now. But again, federal and state funding to deal with that amount to like barely a trickle.
But surely the climbing cases of hep C have put it on the radar screen of public health officials across the state and the country.
Yes, that is starting to happen. As I talk to more and more sources, I heard that this is really one of their biggest concerns right now, a public health crisis in the making. And one that will affect us all, ultimately, one way or another, whether it's the money that will come from taxpayers, you and me, to treat millions of people living with chronic hepatitis C, because, you know, some of them have publicly funded insurance, or whether you have this disease yourself or know someone who's had to live with it.
Well, Kristen Gourlay, you actually said crisis in the making. Are we on the verge of something here, something coming down the pike?
As a matter of fact, there's a big percentage of people who have chronic hepatitis C are baby boomers, and most of them got infected decades ago, either from injection drug use, even one time, or a blood transfusion if they got that before 1992, which is when we started screening hep C in our blood supply, or a couple of other ways. And hepatitis C attacks the liver slowly over decades. So what that means is their symptoms are just starting to emerge right now. And as one doctor told me during my reporting, we're about to get hit by a tsunami of liver disease. And of course, that doesn't sound very pretty.
In your documentary this evening, you will be introducing us to a number of people who have hep C. Some of these stories are just heartbreaking. Who sticks with you?
Well, there's this woman named Nicole, you make me think of. I met her toward the end of my reporting, and she found out she had hepatitis C about 6 months ago. But she'd probably had it for a while. She was addicted to heroin. She'd been injecting it and sharing needles. But on the day I met her, she was 9 months sober. And she was really hopeful that she could get her hepatitis C treated and continue her road to recovery.
Kristen, before I let you go this morning, you mentioned some hopeful stories in all of this. Are you talking about these medical breakthroughs, the new drugs to cure hepatitis C?
Definitely. These drugs are breakthroughs, and they're giving people who've been living with this chronic disease and haven't been able to tolerate the old treatment, or who tried it and failed, some real hope. You know, as late as November 2013, that's barely over a year ago, there was just one option, really, for treating hepatitis C. It's called interferon, and it worked less than 40% of the time. Plus, it had these horrible side effects, and it took up to a year sometimes, a year of, you know, injections in the stomach, horrible stuff. But now you could conceivably take one pill a day for 12 weeks and be cured. The new drugs have reportedly been curing up to 90, 95% of patients, and that's amazing. But Chuck, I also see some hope in the stories of people I spoke to, people who've been living with hepatitis C. Many of them contracted the disease while they were injecting drugs, you know, in the depth of an addiction. And like the woman I mentioned, Nicole, many have gotten into recovery, and they've gone through that nightmare and come out the other side ready to get their lives back on track. And part of that is dealing with chronic hepatitis C before it gets really bad. And now there's hope they can. The challenge will be finding a way to pay for it.
Kristen Gourlay, healthcare reporter for Rhode Island Public Radio. Her documentary, At the Crossroads, The Rise of Hepatitis C and the Fight to Stop It, airs tonight at 6 p.m. on Rhode Island Public Radio. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chuck.